Suddenly last year, Memphis, Tennessee took off. And when I started talking to the local people, it was because a new EV manufacturing plant was being built. Those are the type of things that really have a big impact on the modulars.
Welcome back to Court Workplace Talks, a podcast where we explore the intricate dynamics with various industries and the role of furniture and furniture rental in their workplaces. I'm one of your many hosts, Kimberly Douglas, and today we're joined by Ron Steinbring, Strategic Account Manager of National Accounts at Court and a thought leader in the modular construction industry. So, Ron, I thought today we could kick off the episode by discussing how the modular construction industry is rapidly evolving and the unique challenges and opportunities it's facing. I know you've spent some time working with companies in Memphis, Tennessee, a city that has seen a significant boom in the modular construction industry due to a new EV manufacturing plant. Can you tell us more about this?
The nature of those projects is that there's something going on at a specific site, and it needs to pull resources from a lot of different areas. It isn't just like because you're building a plant outside of Memphis, all the workers come from, now a lot of the workers come from Memphis, but because of some specific trades or skill sets, you know, and it's all bid. So people bid it, and you know, construction companies based in Ohio win the bid in Tennessee, and so they put people on site.
Wow. Okay. I didn't realize how much happened behind the scenes. Thank you for sharing that, Ron. Now, while prepping for this conversation, I learned about the modular construction industry's evolution. And it seems like despite the industry's many benefits like flexibility and cost effectiveness, it's also grappling with things like economic uncertainties and supply chain disruptions. Can you tell us more about these challenges?
Since post-pandemic, I've asked a lot of them, you know, what are their biggest challenges? And I would have thought, and they will mention this, you know, as with any construction, rising costs is an issue. But it's gotten to the point where, you know, their customer is experiencing the same things. But labor has been a big issue for them. And one of the specific part of labor is that modular unit has to be transported to a job site. Almost every modular company doesn't do that in-house. They contract that. You know, you need a driver, you need to follow DOT regulations. And so the capacity to outsource that at times has been difficult for them to meet their schedule. You know, I can get the unit here, but I can't get it to you until this day because I can't get it on a truck and to get there to your job site. And that can be a tipping point.
I see. So logistical challenges like transportation and lead times on modulars are also significant hurdles. Are there any other areas where the industry faces challenges?
The other choke point for them is they have to buy those modular units. Some of them are vertically integrated where they own the manufacturer, but most of them do not. Most of them actually buy it from a manufacturer. And lead time on those have been issues that have affected that. And then all of them get impact from inventory. It's like, customer wants X, I don't have X. You know, here's what I have. And that normally happens in the August, September period, because they'll run out of inventory during the peak season when most of the units are out. You know, then it just becomes, do I have the right thing at the right time? Because the last thing they want to do is buy units that are going to set for, you know, 4 to 6 months before the next peak. So I would think those are some of their choke points, but probably at least for us, and also for the industry, the consolidation that's going on in the industry creates both a challenge and it creates an opportunity.
Now let's explore the other side of the coin and talk about some potential solutions. As a furniture rental company, Court sees itself as providing on-demand furniture solutions that can help address some of these issues. Can you talk about the role of furniture rental in the modular construction industry? Do these types of full service solutions allow these companies to remain competitive?
It's a big competitive advantage. I mean, it is surprising, and a lot of it is the construction companies can do all those things on their own and probably save money. But the convenience and the time that it takes makes that a value add for the construction company so that they can focus on their core competencies.
All right. Well, thank you, Ron, for sharing your insights on the modular construction industry and the value of furniture rental. Your expertise has certainly given me a lot to take away about this dynamic industry, and I'm sure it's given a lot to our listeners as well.
Thank you. Have a great day.
This has been Court Workplace Talks, where we explore the role of furniture and furniture rental in various industries. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to bringing you more insightful conversations in our upcoming episodes. Until then, keep innovating.